好，请弟兄姊妹将圣经看到罗马书第一章。
Brothers and sisters, let us turn in our Bibles to Romans chapter 1.
从这个礼拜开始，我会讲罗马书。
And starting from this Sunday, we will be looking at, I will be talking on.Speaking on the book of Romans. And I pray that in the next few years I might be able to finish Romans.
好，我们翻到罗马书第一章，我们今天要讲的经文是第一节到第七节。
And we'll be looking at chapter 1, verses 1 to 7.
我想用起音的方法，因为今天有青少年在我们中间，青少年可以念英文。我们用起音的方法，弟兄单数节，姊妹双数节。
Very responsibly, the brothers can read the odd verses, and the sisters the even verses, and the youth may follow along in English.
罗马书一章第一节，弟兄请。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特带传神的福音。他儿子，我的基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。我们从他受了恩惠，并使徒的职分，在万国中叫人为他的名献出圣号。我写信给你们的罗马为神所爱，奉召做圣徒的众人，愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并耶稣基督归于你们。好，我们一起低头祷告。天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵的话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
你的话语是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path.
也求你的灵运在我们心中，能够明白你的话语。
And would your Holy Spirit help our hearts to understand your word.
因着你的话语向我们开启，让我们信仰的信心更加坚固。
Reveal yourself to us through your word that our faith in you might be further strengthened.
因着我们能够明白你的话语，我们可以跟随你行。
And through understanding your word, then we might continue to walk with you.
做合你心意的人。
We might be those who are pleasing in your sight.
保守我们，带领我们。
Would you watch over us and guide us?
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
阿们。好，今天的经文，我们刚才念的经文，主要向我们陈述了两方面的事情。
And today's passage that we read, it really points out two things for us.
第一方面是告诉我们什么是福音。
The first tells us what the gospel is.
第二方面，告诉我们保罗他自己与福音的关系。
And the second tells us Paul's relationship with the gospel.
我也会从这两个方面与弟兄姊妹分享。
And so I will also preach concerning these two items, these two things.
我们首先来思想第一个是福音是什么。
But first, let us contemplate what is the gospel.
或许弟兄姊妹很快的就说，牧师你还要讲福音是什么？我早就知道了，福音就是信耶稣得永生。
Of course, you might say, Pastor, I already know what the gospel is. It's to believe in Christ and eternal life.
但是弟兄姊妹想没想过，为什么新约说就得永生？
And when the question is, why does the New Testament talk of eternal life?
许多弟兄姊妹仍然可以理解回答我，因为耶稣被钉在十字架上，为我们的罪付上了赎价，上帝就赦免我们的罪，让罪的问题解决了，死就不会临到我们了。
And so, of course, and some of the brothers and sisters may respond, well, of course, you know, we know how we can get eternal life. You're carried down the cross for our sins, and you get the penalty of sin, so therefore, we do not need to bear the penalty of sin.
因此我们就有了永生。
And so therefore we have eternal life.
或许我们需要继续思想。
Or perhaps we need to continue to meditate.
主耶稣具备了怎样的条件, 他在十字架上的死, 受死, 才能够真正的与我们有关, 真正的救赎我们。
Or perhaps we can consider what were some of the criteria or requirements required of Jesus that he might be able to die on the cross for our sins?
或者说主耶稣凭什么他在十字架上牺牲就能够救赎我们?
Or perhaps on what basis was Jesus able to die on the cross to save us?
当然我们不清楚主耶稣凭什么来救赎我们，只是相信耶稣能救我们，我们也能够真正的被耶稣基督救赎。
And so we might not be so clear on the basis and the specifics, but we know that Christ is able and to die on the cross for us.
为什么我们能被耶稣基督救赎呢? 因为主耶稣所成就的救赎是真实的。
And why are we able to be saved based on Jesus' death? Well, that's because it is real, it is true.
所以说我们虽然不知道为什么能救我们，但是我们相信这个真实的事，我们也会得救。
And so we may not know why, but we know that it is His salvation. We know that it is true, and that we will be saved by it, and so of course it will actually save us.
不过，当我们真正的知道为什么主耶稣的救赎是真实的，这对坚固我们在福音中的信心会有极大的帮助。
Of course, if we were to know the specifics and why it is that Jesus is able to save us, then this will certainly further strengthen our faith.
因为你不知道为什么，你活得懵懵登登的，到时候有什么事情临到了，哎呀，可能吗？又怀疑了。
And if we don't understand at a deep level, then we will be bumbling about, and when something happens, then we will have a crisis after faith, a crisis of faith again.
关键的问题是。 上帝已经把这个真理在圣经中启示给我们了。
Important thing is that God has already revealed this truth to us in the scriptures.
上帝启示给我们了，我们却不想去认识，不想去明白。
And so God has given it to us, but we do not want to try to understand it.
到时候你说，完了，我的信心软弱了。
And so when the time comes, we'll say, our faith is weak.
你的信心为什么软弱？
But why would your faith be weak?
因为你在你信心坚强的时候，你没有去明白这个真理。
Because while your faith was strong, you did not take the time to understand this truth.
所以你的信心很容易就被软弱了。
So this is why your faith can easily become weakened.
所以说我们明白清楚的知道主耶稣为什么在十字架上能救赎我们，这是我们人要尽的责任。
So for us to understand the why, the grounds, or the basis for which Christ was able to save us, and this is our responsibility.
所以这也是我们基督徒在成圣路上所要付出的代价。
And so during this journey here on earth, it is the we ought to pay the price of studying this and learning about this.
这个代价就是基督徒应该。 从圣经中去看，去明白啊，主耶稣为什么能救赎我们？
So we ought to pay this cost of looking at God's word to see why Christ's salvation is effective the way it is.
如果你被称为是一个真基督徒，作为一个真基督徒，你就应该尽当这份责任。
And so if you are called a true Christian, then you ought to bear this responsibility, this obligation to learn this.
许多基督徒都很喜欢、很愿意付上去传福音。
Many Christians are willing to give of themselves toward evangelism, spreading the gospel message.
特别是国内的那些基督徒。
Especially those Christians in China.
但是有时候我们传的福音离开了圣经启示的福音。
But so often our gospel that we spread is that actually left the gospel that is revealed in Scripture.
所以作为基督徒，我们有传福音的热心是好的，但是你要明白这个福音究竟是什么，耶稣怎么能够救赎我们。
And so that we want to evangelize, this is good, but of course we must understand what exactly is this gospel and how did Jesus save us.
这样我们才能够把福音传讲得很清楚。
Only in this way can then we can we preach the gospel clearly?
福音绝不是迷信。
The gospel is no superstition.
你千万不要对传福音的对象说你信了，信了就可以了。
So definitely do not say to a speaker of the gospel, I just believe in it, then that'll be okay.
别的什么也说不出来。
And you maybe can't say anything else beyond that.
所以我们要清楚地知道我们福音究竟是怎样成就的。
And so we need to understand our faith and how it has come to be.
因为圣经已经清楚地启示给我们福音的真理。
Yeah, and this is because the Bible has already clearly revealed what exactly the truth of the gospel.
圣经也实实在在地告诉我耶稣基督就是成就了福音。
And the Bible has said clearly that Jesus has accomplished salvation.
所以凡相信福音的人，他就进了永生，那是真实的。
And so those who believe in Christ have eternal life. This is indeed true.
我们看今天的经文第三、第四两节说。
And we can take a look at verse 3 and 4 of this passage.
第三节，论到他儿子，我主耶稣基督，按肉体说，是从大卫后裔生的。
And this again concerning his son, who was sent from David according to the flesh.
按圣善的灵所因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
And was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord.
第三节说认到他儿子，所以圣经首先确定了耶稣有上帝儿子的身份。
And so we see verse 3, concerning our son, this states very clearly that Jesus was able to bear the title of God's son. He had in his identity God's sonship.
因为这个他是指上帝说的。
Again, this his is referring to God.
然后他才后面继续告诉我们，耶稣是大卫后裔生的。
And of course, once we've established that this is his, that is God's son, then it says following that he was descended from David.
大卫后裔就是人嘛。
And so David's descendant is human.
是大卫后裔生的，所以人所生的，他必然是人。
And so if he's descendant of David, then David, as a human, begets humans, so certainly the descendant of David would be human.
所以我们在这里要肯定耶稣基督，他是一个完全的人。
And so here we must confess that Jesus is truly and fully human.
第四节经文说，按圣上的灵说，因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
We also see that verse 4, that according to the Holy Spirit, with the Spirit of holiness, Jesus is declared to be the Son of God in power.
我们看圣经在这里说，是显明是神的儿子，而不是说变为神的孩子。儿子，或者用别的类似变位这样的词。
And here we see in verse 4 that the phrase was to be the Son of God, and there is no becoming here. There is no kind of transforming into or becoming, but this is to be. He was declared to be the Son of God.
因为耶稣原本就是上帝，现在在耶稣复活的这件事上显明了他原本所是的。
And so we see that in this way he was declared to be it became obvious that which he already was. He was declared to be the Son of God.
所以这样看来，耶稣也是完全是一个是上帝。
So we see also that Jesus was also fully God.
基督教神学概括了圣经所启示的真理，用简单的方式表述了这个真理。那就是耶稣基督在他这个位格里具有神人二性。
And so, of course, that when we have theology summarized the scriptures, just put simply, Jesus is both God and man in two natures.
在一个位格里，什么叫位格？就是一个个体，在一个位格里具有神人二性这个概念，用人的理性是很难理解和解释清楚的。
And so again, what we're saying is one person, there were two natures. Of course, wait, one person having two natures, this is hard for a human intellect to understand.
在一个位格里，他是完全的神，同时又是完全的人，怎么可能？
in one person, Jesus is both God and man, how is that possible?
因为这个原因, 在教会历史中产生了许多的争论。
And so because of this, we see that there has been a lot of debate generated by this throughout church history.
主要是两种不同的观点。
在这两个不同的观念，在第四、第五世纪两个世纪中争论没有间断过。 And we see that this was a great debate in the 4th and 5th centuries.
一个是亚历山大学派的观念。
And one of them is the Alexandrian school.
他们很强调耶稣的神性。
And here they especially emphasize Jesus' divinity.
当你把耶稣的神性强调很高的时候，因为他们不认同一个位格里有可能有神性也有人性，所以到强调神性很高的时候，他就弱化了耶稣的人性。
And so again, it was hard for them to understand Jesus' person having two natures. So they definitely wanted to emphasize his divinity, but in doing so, when taken to the extreme, they actually overlooked and downplayed his true humanity.
所以在他们的观念中，经常出现认为耶稣的人性只是一个皮囊，是不具备灵魂的身体。
And so when they see talk of Christ's unity, they kind of think of it more as a cloak or a covering that does not have a soul.
另外一个是安提阿学派的观念。
And the other school of thought is the Antiochian school.
他们更多的是强调耶稣的人性。
The Antiochian school tends to emphasize more the humanity of Christ.
还削弱了耶稣的神性部分。
This actually then diminished Christ's divinity.
为什么要就这个问题争论了两个世纪呢？ 不要争论了，就这样吧。
Why did this issue take 2 centuries to debate? Maybe let's just forget about it.
为什么会争论？是因为这个教义关系到耶稣被钉在十字架上能否真实的救赎我们这个问题。
And again, this, the reason it was debated so fiercely was because this related to the question of Jesus' salvation and death on the cross.
如果不影响到耶稣能不能救赎我们的问题，那个争论是没有意义的，对不对？
And if such debate had nothing to do with Christ's salvation and death on the cross, then this debate wouldn't be of use to us.
但是关系到能不能真正的、真实的能够救赎我们，这个问题就很重要了。就是，就开始。But
the fact that this does in fact relate to how Christ can die on the cross to save us, then certainly this is an important issue.
如果我们回到旧约，If
we were to go back to the Old Testament,
犹太人每年都需要多次去到圣殿献上牛羊。
Of course, we see that many times a year, the Israelites have to go and offer up sacrifices of bulls and goats to God.
你犯罪了，你就要牵头公羊到圣殿去，把它交给祭司献上。
And if you sin, you would take a male goat to the priest at the tabernacle.
犹太人整个民族赎罪日就要杀牛、杀羊赎罪。
And in order to be redeemed, in order to pay for the penalty of sin, they have to slaughter bulls and goats.
希伯来书十章一到十四节对这件事有说明。
Of course, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, talks about this very thing.
我不会从第一节念到十四节，我会挑着念。
And so, of course, I will not be reading this whole passage from verse 1 to 3.
因为经文很长，如果说念完了，花很多时间。
The word read all this, and this will take a lot of time.
这段经文说，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。
But here it says that the law can never by the same sacrifice that are continually offered every year make perfect those who draw near.
若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？
For would they not have ceased to be offered since the worshippers had once been cleansed, they no longer have any consciousness of sins?
但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。
But in these sacrifices, there is a reminder of sins every year, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins.
到第十节，我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。
And so we jump to verse 10, and by that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。
And every priest stands daily at his service, offering repeatedly the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins.
但基督献了一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了。
So when Christ has offered for all time a single sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God.
到第十四节，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
And this is verse 14. For by a single offering he has perfected for all time those who are being sanctified.
这段经文清楚地告诉我们，公牛和山羊的血不能解决人罪的事情。
Here this passage clearly tells us that the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin.
当然，根本的原因是公牛、山羊并非是人，它是无法来代替人的。
Of course, the least of which the bulls and goats are not human, and therefore cannot take the guilt of humans.
因此，它也无法替人顶罪。
Therefore.They cannot take away the guilt of human sin.
唯有人能够替人顶罪。
Only humans can take the guilt of human sin.
而主耶稣降生的时候，上帝让耶稣取了一个完全人的样子。
And so in Jesus' incarnation, God has given Jesus to take on a full human nature.
这一点在腓立比书二章六到七节表明了。
Here, this truth is laid out very clearly in Philippians 2, verses 6 to 7.
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And Philippians 2, through though he was in the form of God, that he counted quality of God, being in the grasp, and emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man.
因为唯有一个完全的人，当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他的受死才能够真正的替罪人的罪付上十字架。
Only when there is a perfect human can such one be a sacrifice for human sin.
当然，这些事情是在上帝那里，在创立世界之前就已经设定好的。
Of course, all these things have already been ordained and determined since before the foundation of the world.
因此保罗在罗马书一章二到三节清楚地说，这福音是神从前借众先知在圣经上所应许的，扔到他儿子我主耶稣基督按肉体说是从大卫后裔生。
And so again, this is ordained point. This is why Paul writes in verse 2 and 3 of Romans 1, which he promised beforehand to the prophets and the Holy Scriptures concerning his son who was descended from David according to the flesh.
不是接受耶稣基督要降生的时候想，哇，突然想起了上帝，哇，这应该是让他降生为人。
So it wasn't that Jesus comes and says, "Oh, yeah, you know, we need to have Jesus be incarnate."
所以说，整个救赎计划，上帝是安排的妥妥的，完全安排好的。
So we see the covenant of redemption that God has planned this perfectly.
所以经文在这里告诉我们，在耶稣降生之前，上帝就借着。众先知告诉我们，耶稣基督降生大卫的后裔出来。
And so we see that then, here Paul is saying that prior to Jesus' incarnation, this is already prepared beforehand, promised beforehand through his prophets.
上帝要他的儿子以人的样子进入这个世界来救赎人。
So God wanted Jesus to be fully human, to take on the likeness of humanity.
因为只有人才能替人赎罪，任何其他的生物都无法替人。
Because only humans can take the sacrifice of sin away from humans, not other animals.
在这里我们就知道为什么耶稣基督必须有完全的人性。
And so here we can see this is important why Jesus has a full human nature.
如果说你说耶稣基督只有我们人的皮囊，只有这个肉骨头和皮。
And if we were to say, well, Jesus, yes, he has maybe our flesh, maybe our skin and bones.
没有思想和灵魂。
But no intellect or no spirit.
如果把这样的人钉在十字架上。
If we were to to sacrifice this kind of person to the cross.
他救赎我们的就是肉皮骨头。
And then all that he would have redeemed would only be our skin and our bones.
我们的思想和意志都没有被救赎。
But then our will, our people, like our souls, then that would not have been saved.
所以这个救赎就不完全了。
And so the salvation would not be complete.
所以耶稣必须是完完全全与我们完全相同的一个人。
So this is why Jesus had to be completely like us in every way.
他才能真正的救赎我们。
And only then can he then truly save us.
另外一点，今天的经文第四节说，按圣上的灵说，从因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Well, see in verse 4 that he was declared to be the Son of God in power according to the Spirit of holiness.
前面我已经说过了，耶稣是完全的人。
And so before I said that Jesus is fully human.
所以他在十字架替我们死，才能为我们罪付上赎价。
So this is why that as fully human he is able to take our place as a sacrifice for our sins.
我们都清楚知道，圣经告诉我们，罪的工价乃是死。
And we all know that the Bible clearly teaches that the wages of sin is death.
现在耶稣在十字架上担当了所有基督徒的罪债。
And so, but we also know that Jesus, when he died on the cross, he paid for all the sins of his people.
他就死了。
Died.
而且是真正的死了。
And he truly died.
因为使徒信经说，耶稣降到了阴间。Because
here the Bible says that he descended into hell. The Apostle Creed says, say that he descended into hell.
现在又有个新的问题出来了。But
here a new question arises.
耶稣担当了我们罪，死了。
So Jesus died on the cross for our sins.
耶稣死了，我们有什么盼望？
So Jesus died, then what hope do we have?
根本没解决我们永生的问题。
This is not even given a solve our issue, the issue of eternal life.
所以上帝是让他儿子降在人间，按道成了肉身。
This is why God had Jesus, his own Son incarnate, the very Word of God, become man.
但是道成肉身的耶稣，他仍然保持着自己的神性。
But then this Word that became man, he nevertheless fully retained his divinity.
所以今天经文说，因着耶稣从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
So this is why it's that empowered by the resurrection of the dead, he was declared to be the Son of God.
所以关键的问题是，耶稣为我们的罪死了，死了以后，因为他是神，是上帝，他又复活了。
So here we see that yes, Jesus died as human, he truly died, but because he was also God, he was raised up.
他的复活说明了什么？
And so what does his resurrection tell us?
说明他战胜了死亡的权柄权势。And
it shows us that he had victory and power over death itself.
所以我们这些基督徒在耶稣基督里才有真正的盼望。So
this is why we Christians then have true hope in Christ.
因为耶稣复活了，我们在他里面将来也能够复活。Because
Jesus was truly raised up, and so in Christ we too will have true resurrection.
所以我们的救恩是真真实实的。And
so our salvation is absolutely certain and real.
现在我们知道了，要成就救恩，耶稣基督的必须是神人而行。
And so we see that for salvation to be accomplished, then Jesus had to be fully God and fully man.
如果他不是完全的人, if he was not
fully human, then he would not be able to be a sacrifice on our behalf.
而他如果不是神,
so he would not be a substitute, but if he were not God, then he would not be able to be raised up from the dead.
不能从死里复活，还是没有真正的成就了救恩。
And so not having not being raised up would obviously not accomplish salvation.
所以在第四、第五两个世纪，教父们为耶稣基督的神人而行，一直争论。
This is why in the 14th centuries, all the church fathers have been fiercely debating about Jesus' two natures.
因为在一个个体里，在一个位格里，既有神性，又有人性，完全无法理解。
Because in one person, there's two natures. There's divine nature and human nature. This is incomprehensible.
那就像我们前面分析的，如果否认耶稣基督完全的人性，或还是否认耶稣基督完全的神性，都会使救赎失去其果效，都没有。So
that as we have said earlier, that if Jesus has neither full humanity or full divinity, then this would actually nullify his salvation.
并且在451年的第四次大公会议中制定了加克顿信经。
And so then in the Fourth Ecumenical Council in AD 451, the Council of Chalcedon.
加克顿信经是对耶稣基督神人二性最好的表述。
And so we see that the creed formulated at Chalcedon was able to provide the best description of Christ's person and human nature.
加克顿信经一开始就宣告，我们跟随圣教父同心合意叫人宣认同一位子，我们的主耶稣基督。
So here the Chalcedonian Creed talks about the person of Christ Jesus and how their understanding is in accord with prior church council.
是神性完全，人性皆完全者。
And this is and this that Jesus has is fully human and fully divine.
是同一基督，是子，是主，是独生的。
And that Jesus is both Lord and only begotten Son.
具有两性，不相混乱，不相交换。
Now we also see that he has two natures, and they are distinct, but inseparable.
后面对两心不相混乱、不相交换做过解释，就是两心的区别不因联合而消失，个性的特点反得以保存。
Again, we are responding to how the two natures are not to be completely interchanged. The Chalcedonian Creed goes on to define that to state that the differences of the natures being in no way removed because of the union.But rather the properties of each nature being preserved.
后面继续说，不能分开，不能离散。
And we see that they are also that these two natures not as though they were parted or divided into persons.
后面对不可不能分开不会离散做个解释，就是会合于一个位格一个十字之内，而并非分离成两个位格。
Again, on the that which is indivisible and inseparable, the creed goes on to explain that both of these natures concur into one person and one hypostasis, not as though he were partly divided into two persons, but one in the self same.
却是同一位子独生的道上帝主耶稣基督。
The self-same Son and only begotten God, Word, Lord Jesus Christ.
加克顿信经非常清楚地陈述了耶稣基督的神的二性。
And so the Chalcedonian Creed makes it clear Jesus is both his divine and human nature.
因为很难进行那个正面的陈述，所以说他说不能不能不能四个不能来陈述耶稣基督的神人二性。
Because it is hard to understand, this is why the Chalcedonian definition offers four no's, four negatives, cannot be this, four times.
所以耶稣基督的两性是各自独立，并后面这个点很重要，独立但是存在一个位格里。
And here we see that what is important is that he has two natures that are distinguishable, but they are in one person.
One 前面我讲述了耶稣必须是完全的人性，他可以代表我们，替我们死在十字架上。
So here, as I said, Jesus has to be fully human in order for him to be a substitute for us.
同时，他又是必须是个完全的神性，可以战胜死亡的权柄，从死里复活，信他的人才有复活的盼望。
And of course, then as it is only by being God that he could have the resurrection and therefore have power over death and offer hope to his people.
但这两性必须在一个位格里。
But both of these natures must also be in one person.
如果把它分成两个位格，一个死了，另外一个复活，都和我们没关系。
If each nature was split into two persons, then one dead, one alive, then this would not be of any use to us.
只有在一个位格里，它本身就成为了人与上帝之间联系的桥梁。
And it's only then by having both these natures in one person can he be the bridge between God and man.
我们经常说我们有个中保，耶稣基督是我们的中保。
So often we say Jesus is our mediator.
耶稣基督这一个位格是我们的中保。
So Jesus in this one person is our mediator.
不是两个位格, 是我们的中保。
We are not saying that Jesus' two natures are a mediator, but Jesus is one person. Through this mediator, we can come before God.
所以说耶稣基督如何成就救恩的这件事，我们阐述了他完全的灵性和他完全神性的必要性。
And so when we want to talk about how Jesus could then enact salvation for us, we see the necessity of both his human and divine natures.
最后我们又必须明确宣告这两性是在一个位格里。
Of course, then the final thing that we must say is that both these natures concur in one person.
不然他仍旧无法成为我们的中保。
Otherwise, he would not then be able to be our mediator.
加克顿西经是这样告诉我们的。
This is what the Chalcedonian definition of creed has told us.
圣经也是如此启示给我们的。
And this is how the scriptures have revealed itself to us.
如果我们看圣经，我们看到圣经中耶稣多次提到"我饿了"。
And so, of course, then throughout Scripture, we see so many times Jesus mentions, for example, that he was hungry.
这是他的灵性。
This is his human nature.
饿了。
He was hungry.
圣经也提到耶稣的智慧和圣量，并神和人喜爱他的心都一起成长。
We also see that Jesus, both his intellect and his favor among men, it grew, it progressed.
明显，这也是指着他的人性说的。
Of course, and this clearly shows that this is referring to his human nature.
另一方面，耶稣也说了，我实实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Of course, Jesus also says that truly, truly, I tell you, before Abraham, I was, I am.
当然，这不会是他人性说的，是指着他神性说的。
Of course, this cannot be referred to his human nature, but rather to his divine nature.
这就是我们基督教的最大的特点，也就是说，基督教有盼望，就是因为有个中保，它是神和二性的基督。
And so we can say that this is one of the great distinctives of Christianity. Put another way, Jesus Christ is our mediator, and this is possible because of his two natures.
在其他任何宗教中，
In any other religion,
都没有基督教这么一个中保。
They do not have such a mediator as Christ.
所以唯有基督教可以解决人罪的问题。
So only the Christian faith can answer the question of sin.
所以唯有基督教作为中保能够带给人真实的盼望。
So it is only Jesus Christ as mediator that can bring hope to humanity.
但是人的理性就是不能接受。
But human logic cannot accept this.
加克顿新经之后，耶稣的神和二性。 的问题的争论并没有完全停止。
So after the Council of Chalcedon in 451, the debate on who Jesus was did not stop but continue.
人的思想就是凭着自己想象，怎么可能？怎么可能？就是哎呀，耶稣的人性，他耶稣如果犯罪了，他在十字架上就不能救赎我们了，他是为自己的罪死的。
And of course, the human continues to ask the question and try to make sense of this. Well, if Jesus died on the cross, then when he died, if Jesus sinned, then when he died on the cross, it would be for the sake of his own sin, not for our sin.
所以说，耶稣上十字架前必须没罪啊。
And so then we must see that for Jesus to die on the cross for us, and he has to be without sin, leading up to the cross.
这个救恩才会有真正的实现呐。
And only in this way can salvation then be accomplished.
所以他们开始想出了耶稣只有一个意志。
And so of course, the people said to him, "Oh, well, then therefore Jesus only has one will."
其实他说耶稣没有人的意志，耶稣的意志就是神的意志。
And so of course, the people say, "Oh, well, Jesus doesn't have a human will. Jesus has, you know, only his divine will."
他是神的意志，所以说他不会犯罪了。
As he has the divine will, God's will, so therefore he can't sin. And therefore we can guarantee that Jesus was without sin when he was crucified.
真实的可以救赎我们了。
And therefore he can truly save us.
所以耶稣基督的人性就成为一个没有意志的人性。
And so then these people would argue that Jesus' human nature no longer has a human will.
但圣经不是这样告诉我们的。
But of course, Jesus. As the Bible does not say it this way.
希伯来书4章15节。
Hebrews 4, verses 15.
因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。 他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin."
所以说，我们首先要确定这些经文是讲耶稣基督的人性，对不对
？So of course, then we want to clarify that this verse is indeed talking about Jesus' human nature.
如果像那些耶稣基督只有一个意志的那个说法，耶稣。是因为不会犯罪的人，圣经就不应该说与我们一样曾凡事受过试探。
Of course, then, if we are to agree with those people who argue that Jesus has only one will and does not have a human will but the divine will, then the Bible could not say that he is one who is tempted as we are in every respect has been tempted as we are.
如果一个不会犯罪的人还会有试探吗
？And if someone who is who is unable to sin, that will he then he still be tempted as we are?
就像一个孩子出生以后，活到七八岁、九十岁，从来没吃过糖，从来不知道糖是甜的。你拿个糖在他面前，哎，他根本不在乎。那你晃什么晃，对不对
？Like a kid, maybe if he had not ever eaten candy, for his first 8, 9, 10 years of life, if he gave candy to him, the waiter before him, he'd be like, "What's going on?"
只有他
，he doesn't know that it's sweet. He won't even know to want it.
只有他吃过糖，知道糖甜的好吃。你拿着糖在他面前晃，才会是一个试探。
As if only if he was that just as a child will only be tempted if he knows that candy is good. So it's important for one to be tempted to understand to be like us in every way.
如果按他们说，耶稣不会犯罪，那么耶稣对耶稣来说就没不会有试探。
Of course, that's it. That Jesus had no ability to sin, then therefore that he would not be truly tempted.
当然更不能够说与我们一样。与我们一样曾经凡事受过试探。
But of course, we all can't say that he is like us in every way, tempted as we are.
所以这表明耶稣会犯罪。
So then this is that Jesus is able to sin.
会犯罪的人不一定犯罪，会犯罪的人不犯罪才是关键的点。
And so again, so what is it that Jesus was potentially able to sin, but that he never sinned?
所以说。才说，只是他没有犯罪。
And so this is why it says that as tempted as we are, yet without sin.
如果耶稣没犯，不会犯罪，很刚强，圣经也不应该说他并非不能体恤我们的软弱，因为他不会犯罪，他从来不会有软弱，怎么会体恤我们软弱？你们为什么软弱？你们不应该软弱，应该是这样。
For if Jesus was unable to to sin, then the Bible would not say that he was unable to sympathize, that he is able to sympathize with our weaknesses. Because if he does not, if cannot depend, then he'll be like, yeah, you know, why are you so weak? You know, don't give in.
因此，我们可以认定耶稣的人性在他刚刚出生的时候，与当初上帝造亚当的时候，在亚当没有犯罪之前是完全相同的。
But we can say just as then when Jesus was born, that his human nature was like that of Adam prior to his fall, but where he was able to sin.
我们从创世纪中知道，亚当最初有能力选择顺服上帝，当然也有能力选择不顺服上帝。
And so we see that Adam, from Genesis, we see that he had the ability to both. Obey God and also the ability not to obey God.
耶稣降生的时候，他的人性也是如此，他能够选择顺服上帝，也能够选择不顺服上帝。
Of course, so we see that in Jesus' human nature, he was able to choose to obey God or choose not to obey God.
耶稣与亚当根本性的区别是，耶稣选择了顺服上帝，而亚当选择了不顺服上帝。
The only difference being that Jesus chose perfectly to obey God, whereas Adam was not. He chose not to obey.
我们不要说耶稣没有选择不顺从上帝的能力。
We shouldn't say that Jesus did not have any choice to, a choice not to obey God.
当然，耶稣的人性在他选择了顺服上帝之后， 他的人性就趋向圣洁，以后就不会再犯罪了。
And then, of course, as Jesus then chose to not to sin, then he was on the path toward not sinning.
我们不能够一下子，耶稣没经过试炼，直接就能达到人生的圣洁程度。我们不能这么说。
So we can't say that Jesus just kind of skipped the temptation phase and just went straight to being sanctified.
最后，耶稣的确他的人生达到了这个高处，他是经过试炼。
And of course, Jesus was indeed trained. He was able to attain to this high level of perfect sanctification.
所以腓立比书二章八节说，既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And so it says in Philippians 2 verse 8, that being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
所以我们不要离开圣经的启示。凭着自己的意向，想哦，是替上帝担忧。现在有许多人就替上帝操心，其实上帝，我们自己是什么样还不知道，还替上帝出主意出。
So let us not leave God's revelation and try to come up with our own human thoughts and kind of worry for God and try to understand and help Him out in what He's like. After all, we don't even know ourselves, so why should we?Why should we kind of worry for God and try to figure things out for Him?
因为我们一向害怕耶稣会犯罪，就认为耶稣是不会犯罪的。
And because again, in our own bias, we might be afraid that Jesus might be able to sin, so we think, oh, that he's not able to sin.
如果耶稣基督的人性在他玛利亚降生之后，他是一个不会犯罪的人性。在上帝末日审判的日子，就会有问题。
So if when Jesus took on a human nature from Maria, it was a human nature that could not sin. Then of course, during the day of judgment, that during judgment day, there would certainly be issues.
会有什么问题呢
？So what kind of issues?
活在地狱中的亚当里的人会说上帝不公平。
And then all those who are in Adam who are in hell, they will argue with God that it's not fair.
为什么拿一个会犯罪的人做我的代表？
Why did you give me a representative who is able to sin?
让一个不会犯罪的人坐在天堂里的人的代表。
And then why is it that one person who is unable to sin, why is he then the federal representative of those in heaven?
上帝是不是不公平？用我们人的理性想，上帝不公平。
And even if you see the thinking, you'll see that God's not fair.
选个会犯罪的人做地狱人的代表，选个不会犯罪的人做天堂里的代表。
It would really be unfair that God would choose someone who could sin to represent all those in hell, and then to choose someone who couldn't sin to represent those in heaven.
我讲了这么多有关耶稣基督神人二性的事情。
So I said a lot about Jesus' person and his two natures of human and divine.
最重要的一点是要告诉弟兄姊妹，不要离开圣经，建立我们的信仰教义。
And all of this is to tell other brothers and sisters not to depart from the truth revealed in Scripture.
上帝没启示的，你说哇，我担心，我帮上帝一把，上帝不需要我们做任何的帮助。
So that we should not be worried for God and to kind of help Him out. God does not need our help.
要知道我们是活在上帝恩典中的人，上帝根本不需要我们对他有什么帮助。
And because we live in God's grace, that we certainly do not need to help God. God does not need our help.
有关上帝救赎人的事情，有许多是我们人无法解释的事。
So concerning God's salvation for humans, there are many things that we humans cannot explain.
上帝救赎人的事情计划不是按照我们人的想法去实现的。
And so when Jesus accomplishes salvation, this is not according to human knowledge or understanding.
如果按照我们人的想法来想出一个救赎我们自己的方法。
If humans were to think of a way, of our own way to save humanity,
我告诉大家，我们永远不可能被救赎。
And I tell you very plainly that we would never be saved.
上帝所设计的救赎计划是最好的。
Rather, God's salvation that He planned, that is the best for human salvation.
因为是上帝的作为，是我们人理性无法明白理解的。Because
it is the work of God, and this is something that we cannot understand with our human intellect.
但是我们要用信心相信，上帝所有的计划是最有效的、最简洁的方法。But
we must have faith to trust that God's way is the best way and the most effective way.
谁能做上帝的谋士啊？
And who can be God's advisor or counselor?
没有，你再聪明，你也不可能成为上帝的谋士。
No one, no matter how smart you are, you can never be God's counselor.
我们再聪明，我们也要需要活在上帝的恩典中。
And however smart we may be, we still need to live under God's grace.
好，现在我们呢，进入到第二件事情的讨论。
And so now we come to the second point.
保罗与福音的关系。
Paul's relationship with the gospel.
在第一节，保罗说他是基督的仆人，分召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
And here, as Jesus, Paul writes, said he had received grace and apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all nations.
简单的一节经文，点出了自己的三件事。
And so, in this one simple verse, Paul highlights three aspects of himself.
第一件事，他在上帝里面的位分是在哪里？是仆人的位分。
Paul tells, okay, sorry, this is verse 1, which is that Paul is, that his place before God is he is a servant of Christ Jesus.
我们一想到仆人，我们不要用世俗式的观念来想，哦，仆人就是洗做饭、洗衣服、带孩子的。
We are not thinking of a servant in human terms. Oh, you just cooking food, washing clothes, and taking care of the kids.
那是人的仆人。
That's a human servant.
保罗说他是上帝的仆人。
So Paul is God's servant.
上帝的仆人的事情就不是人仆人的事情。
And so God's servant, what work he has to do, what he's about, that is different from what a human's servant.
因为保罗的主人是创造天地，也是拯救人类的上帝。
For Paul's master is the one who created the whole universe and who saved humanity.
这个仆人就不像世上的私人的仆人，做事的仆人。
So such a servant will be different than a regular domestic servant for humans.
基督的仆人要维护主人的尊严和他的荣耀，这才是他的事。
The servant of God, his task is to protect and the honor of God.
不允许任何亵渎、攻击主人的事情发生。
And he is not to allow anything that tarnishes the name or reputation of his master.
所以我们作为基督徒，我们也是上帝的仆人，基督的仆人。
And so as Christians, then we too are servants of Christ Jesus.
如果我们听到有人在败坏耶稣基督的名声，却不管不问的话，我们就不是真正的仆人。
So if we are hear someone punishing or blaspheming Christ's name, and we don't ask or do anything about it, then we are not God's servants.
约翰福音15:15说：“以后我不再称你们为仆人，因为仆人不知道主人所做的事，我乃称你们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经都告诉你们了。”
John 15:15. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant is not always left to the servant, but I call you friends for all that I have heard from the Father I have made known to you.
我们不要把这些经文读成了，哦，现在耶稣说了，你们不是仆人了，你们变成朋友了这件事。这件经文的重点不在这里，这件经文的重点是仆人知道了主人所做的事。 是这件经文的重点。如果你不知道主人所做的事，你不会从仆人变成朋友的。
So again, we cannot use this verse to suggest that, oh, you see, we're no longer servants, we're friends. Because the main point of this verse is that the servant does not know what the master is doing, but rather we do know what the master is doing.
虽然保罗说自己是基督的仆人，但是我们可以很清楚地看到，他是一个知道基督所做事的仆人。
And so, of course, then when Paul says he's a servant of Christ Jesus, we know that he is a servant who knows what is the work of his master.
所以他在后面才说自己是分召为使徒的人，因为他知道主耶稣所做的事情。
And this is why he says he is an apostle, called to be an apostle, because he does know what Christ is doing.
他也清楚明白主耶稣对他的呼召。
He also clearly knows his calling from Christ.
作为一个使徒，他要持守主耶稣所传讲的福音真理。
So as a servant of Christ, he will also be one who is set apart for the gospel of God.
作为使徒，他有个责任把福音传播出去。
And so as an apostle, he has the responsibility, the task of spreading the gospel.
我们在新约圣经中看到保罗持守了主耶稣对他的呼召。
And we see the New Testament how Paul received Christ's call to be an apostle.
所以他为福音真理的缘故，当彼得做的不合乎福音真理的事，他就当面抵挡他。
So we see an example when Peter, the apostle Peter, started doing things not in accordance with God's will.Then Paul himself went and opposed Peter in his face.
要知道，作为使徒，彼得的资格比保罗老啊。
And again, we need to understand that Peter had seniority in terms of being an apostle.
但是保罗还是抵挡他。
But Paul still opposed him.
这是记载在加拿太书二章的事情。
Again, this is recorded in Galatians chapter 2.
因为他是耶稣基督。朋友的仆人，所以他知道自己要所做的具体工作。在这里说，他主耶稣特派他去传神的福音，更具体的说，他知道自己是外邦人的使徒，他的职责就是将福音传给外邦人。
So we see that Paul, he was an apostle called to spread God's message, and more specifically, one who was to do so among the Gentiles, among the nations.
传给那些没受过割礼，不认识耶和华上帝的。
Those who have not been circumcised, who do not call upon Yahweh as God.
当然，他的使徒的职分和他所做的工作，不是凭着他自己的喜好。他啊，我想这个是这很有意思做，他去做的。
And of course, his apostleship was not because of his own interest, where he was, oh, I want to do this, so I'll do it.
经文告诉我们，那是因为基督的恩惠赐给他，因着基督的恩惠把这个职分赐给他了。
And we see again, this was because Paul received grace, the disgrace from Jesus.
所以说，你真的清楚地明白上帝所赐给你的职分，这是一件很荣耀的事情，因为是上帝的恩惠临到你了。
Of course, when you understand your calling, that this is indeed very important, because this is what it means to receive grace from Jesus.
其实每一个基督徒都是耶稣基督的仆人。
And of course, every Christian is a servant of Christ.
而当基督徒成了主耶稣朋友式的仆人之后，他是一个能够接受主耶稣恩惠的基督徒。
And also, then all servants of Christ are also friends of Christ. They are those who are able to receive grace from Jesus Christ.
这个恩惠就是他能够知道自己在上帝家中的位分，以及自己的职分和责任。
And then, such a person will understand his place, his responsibility, his calling before Christ.
到这个时候，基督徒成为朋友式的仆人之后，他就能够做讨上帝喜悦的事情。
Only such servants of Christ are also friends of Christ, and then they, and only when they are thus, can they then do that which is pleasing to Christ.
我们有的时候把一句话说的太平常了，哎，做上帝讨喜悦的事，上帝愿意我们去做的事。其实如果我们不是基督仆人式的朋友式的仆人，我们是不会知道上帝喜欢什么喜悦什么的。
Of course, frequently I hear people say, okay, you know, we'll just do, we're going to do what God wants us to do. But we must understand that if we are not both a servant of Christ and a friend of Christ, then we actually won't know what it is that He wants us to do, what is pleasing to Him.
我们都要谦卑地说我们是基督的仆人，但当基督看我们是他的朋友的时候，我们所做的一切都有意义。
So of course we must humbly say we are servants of Christ, and of course it is Christ who then from his side see us as servants and as friends, and only this can whatever we do then be meaningful.
只有当我们成为基督朋友式的仆人的时候，我们才会得到那见主面，见主耶稣面的时候，我们才可以得到那不会朽坏的冠冕。
So only when we are those servants of Christ, or also friends of Christ, will we receive that incorruptible crown from Christ.
所以说，如果你在那里说啊，我是基督的仆人。耶稣基督的仆人。
So we go around saying, "Ah, we are a servant of Christ. I'm Christ's servant."
你说这句话很容易。
That's easy.
但是你却不愿意成为耶稣基督朋友。
But if you are unwilling to be Christ's friend,
你不明白耶稣基督所做的事。
If you don't know what Christ is doing,
以及耶稣基督希望我们做什么事。
Then how can we know what it is that Christ hopes for us to do?
这时候你说自己是耶稣基督的仆人，那是虚的。
Then whenever you say you are a servant of Christ Jesus, then what you say is actually false.
因为你不知道主人喜欢什么，你说你是他是他的仆人。
Because you don't know what your master wants, so how can you be his servant?
这时候其实你的主人还是自己。不是耶稣基督。
At the end of the day, then your master is yourself, not Christ.
你只是自己的仆人。
You are but a servant to yourself.
这样看来，不是朋友式的仆人，是一个与救恩没有关系的人。
So any who is not both servant and friend of Christ, such a person has no relation with the gospel, or with salvation.
我希望非诚归正教会的弟兄姊妹都成为耶稣基督。朋友式的仆人。
And so my prayer and hope is that everyone here at BDRC are both servants and friends, those servants who are also friends of Christ.
能够成为一个持守圣经真理的信徒。
A believer who can hold fast to the truth of God's scripture.
成为一个能够为主耶稣出去征战的战士。
Who can obey God's word and also who can go out to defend and battle for it.
当我们见主面的时候，希望主耶稣说你是忠心良善的仆人。
So when we meet Jesus face to face, he can say to us that we have done well as a good and faithful servant.
我们记得祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你，感谢你赐下宝贵话语。
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have given us your precious word.
知道我们在地上该如何行。
So we might know how we ought to live here on earth.
这样借着圣经来真正的认识你。
So through your word, we might truly know you.
跟随你。
And follow you.
做你一个忠心良善的仆人。
We might be really faithful servants.
求你与我们同在。
May you be with us.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
I ask in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.